My name is Ryan O'Neill Knight, and I'm one of the co-founders of the Afro-Caribbean Business Network, and I'm glad that you are looking at my artifact. So the object that you're looking at is a picture of hometown Jamaica. I borrowed it from an inspiration of mine, my mentor, Wes Hall, who's a self-made millionaire, came from humble beginnings, and he's the first person that showed me how to use your journey as power, how to use where you've come from as a strength. And I always remember my father telling me about the humble beginnings that he came from. I mean, he was living in Jamaica, had to move in with his aunt. His aunt was actually well off. And then when she died, he ended up having to sleep on the floor in slums in Jamaica. And then slowly had to build his way back up, moving with his father. And then his mother that was living in Canada called him to Canada. And without that journey, I wouldn't be born, because he met my mother in Toronto. And really this piece shows me that all this talk, I would talk about wealth and legacy building, and I started my own company, Detailing Knights, and wanting to leave it to my children, that the sky's really the limit. When I had first started the company, you only feel like you can make $100 a day. And after meeting Wes, you feel like millions are in your future. Anything is really possible when you don't use your skin color, your upbringing, where you lived, as a crutch. You actually use it as a strength. And that's where I really draw a lot of inspiration from this. And I hope you do too. So for me, this really illustrates our first generation. So the first immigrants that, when I guess they're able to move here, took that chance. A lot of parents came to Canada, especially from Jamaica with my parents, without their kids. And that wasn't my case when my dad came and had me in Canada. But a lot of parents moved here and really had to start from scratch. And this signifies that beginning point, and that where you're at right now isn't the end game. And you can, hey, if we live in government housing or you feel like you're not where you want to be, you can use that to now amplify and show people that you're not handicapped because you came from humble beginnings. The places that you've been have actually fortified you, and we are battle tested, and that is actually gonna help you execute, especially in the business world. People that were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, they don't know true struggle. And when you can actually use that struggle as a strength, I feel like you can blow past anybody that has had the easy road to where they are today. And really, to hammer home why I feel this object is gonna signify to you how to overcome barriers. Like I mentioned, where you're at currently today, a lot of times you feel like that's where you're gonna stay. And when I talk to schools, when I go to speak at events, I always try to really emphasize that you are not confined to the four corners of your block. You may have come from Jane and Finch or Shoreham, like myself, and a lot of my family still lives there. And like uncles that still live at Jane and Finch and in Shoreham, they feel like that's their potential. And I want to become the personification of being bigger than your four corners. And I feel like this object showing where Wes Hall came from, where it's even more humble than the government housing in Toronto, you can now use that as your strength to move forward and really have limitless boundaries and really expanding beyond your four corners and exploring the world. I mean, the world is a massive place. There's lots of money to be made if we go beyond our comfort zones.